Oh, I just remembered I forgot to put lipstick. But hello, everybody. My name is Pearl Tusi. I am the real Black Pearl. I'm not here alone. I'm here with Miss Thandolwethu Mokoena, my spawn. What is the other thing I've always said you are?
I'm not gonna remind you because I don't even.
My spawn. Anyway, we are here to do this fabulous show that you love and tuned in for called Say Less. And I'm going to try and say less, but, you know, just say less about me not saying less. It's just everybody say less or at least try. Do more.
It's not peak.
As you can see, I'm suffering. It's super cold. I know it's spring. It's super cold in here. And we need better cameras with an internal cooling system. So if you guys can
They must not have an internal cooling system.
No, it's for the lights.
All of that, guys. All of that. If you subscribe, if you comment, if you do all of that, we can get better cameras and then we can be winning and I can, you know, dress as if it's spring or summer. So please help us out with that. Just like, subscribe, comment, come back and watch again. Don't skip the show. Watch the whole thing. Whatever the right thing to do is for a podcast, do that. Follow us, tag us, like us. Your mother said so. But yeah, we're here. We're excited. And
I know they're going to cut that out where they said it's because of the cameras and the lights.
No,
I can feel it.
If they cut it out, I'm going to drag them on social media.
I will drag you, Amos.
I know you're looking at me right now and you have to edit this later.
Amos is so sweet.
I will drag you.
Amos is my boy.
Anyway.
Idok. I don't know.
Who are you to talk? Of all the people who could say that's your mom, who are you? Guys, we have Bahumi in the studio. That's probably something your dad would do. I just don't have the clever quips that he would normally serve. Like, you know, because no one can beat that. No one can compete with that. You know what I mean? That's how I feel. That's my guy.
Oh, he's my guy too.
Yeah, exactly.
By force.
Tando, how are you feeling about our show? So how are you feeling about our guest?
I'm happy to have our guest here.
My guest.
Thanks. She's on my couch next to me. That's all I really want to say. I'm really happy to have her here because, I don't know, we have a lot of similarities.
Really?
I mean, I would like to think so.
Gasp, looks, one.
Oh, yeah, come on now. And then also when we see each other on like on red carpets randomly. Oh, you guys look like sisters, man. Oh, you guys look like such a big family. And then Uncle Smith is like, oh, come on, we must all take a picture here. Come.
Where the picture's all about his outfits. And
I'm there for it.
We are like the beetroot in the plate of the seven colors he's serving. Yeah.
Beetroot is good for you.
But it does.
And it's like vibrant and it's a great color. Don't be rude.
I'm the beetroot, you're the butternut. You're the chakalaka, but the dish.
Sorry.
You never seen that.
The thing is, what, like, why though?
Why not?
Why what?
Like, I hate it so much when
it's
she does
my emote. That. Like, everyone knows that's my emote.
I hate it.
It's so tough.
I need to let you guys know that I hate it.
I'm not that old. There's no way. What the hell is emote?
An emote is like your own emoji in real life, I guess. It's like an action that you do.
Isn't that like an avatar?
Oh.
Get out. Never mind. I'm gonna.
So, this show, we breached the gap, right?
Wait, how old are you?
No, but we're not that far apart.
Don't tell me
you're that far apart.
How far apart are you? How old are you?
Oh, wait. You can.
Are you Gen Z or millennial?
Millennial.
Oh. Yeah, no, she is.
Hello.
Senna, I blame you. I just hope you know. Senna, this is me every week. You understand? I'm aware of you. I'm aware.
Hectic. So you're a millennial.
Millennial.
So you're a teen just millennial. Years,
she's so excited. I'm not.
2000. Where were you, Y2K?
What?
2 years old.
I thought you meant like this Y2K.
No,
vibe.
You're about Y2K.
And like, that's the age mate. Hold on.
No, we're not.
Mom, you're like 6 years older than her, 7 years older than her.
Oh, you're really? Like,
she's the.
Hectic. So everyone knows now. But
oh my god, you should be my friend. Why the hell are you friends like
that's
old
what
people?
I'm saying. Oh, so you're
because
so
I was a super weird. Young person in an industry at the time, oh and then gosh. You were still like a baby.
Oh, yeah.
So when I was like 16, when I was like 20, you were 14. I was not gonna be talking to you.
That's not how math works.
Yeah, also.
2014. Yeah, no, like, that's not that yeah. mathematics is not correct.
Okay, okay. Not that do close a to
number,
my age.
Do a number Pearl. Signal that no one can see this. So I know because I
no, I'm good. It's out there. I'm 30.
You're 30.
Yeah, I'm 30.
Yeah, so basically, when I was 20, you were 13. And so therefore, oh, like, I wasn't gonna hang out with you.
The math was not.
You put it like that.
I was already a mom. You know? I was literally already a mom. Like, what were you and I gonna be?
Can you imagine right now you're having what? Wait.
My.
How old was I when you were like, I was what, 11? I don't know.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, imagine having an 11-year-old right now. That was mom's over here.
Wow.
Exactly. Wow. Not mom's over, but anyway.
I always call you that, mom.
So welcome.
Thank you.
To Say Less. We've said a lot here on Say Less.
That's the intro.
But we're so excited to have you. And,
thank you.
For those who are wondering, today we're basically talking about, what are we talking about?
We're talking about...
Not the sound.
The slurping. We're talking about
slurping today and who gets to slurp on our show and who doesn't. Is that how you drink tea?
No, babes? I was giving you like a drum roll, but like a slurp roll. It works.
Sip again, let's see.
We're talking about...
I'm just on. So speechless at the
cue
moment.
It, cue I don't it. Even we're know talking what about...
To, today we're talking about...
Oh, I love that! Okay,
I
today... Today, we are talking about... Give me a slurp roll real quick
oh
again.
Oh my gosh. Somebody's so much checking out, guys.
Today, we are talking about this amazing lady's acting career and so our childhoods and how, I guess, they were very similar in that way.
Yeah.
And the industry and how it's changed.
With these people
raising
us. Well, the millennial way of, for me, the topic is, I was interested to hear how she's going to feel about it. But for me, it's like, I want us to talk about, you know, growing up in the limelight, right? Mm-hmm. We talked about that. So growing up in the limelight.
Yeah. Sorry, I just wanted to say, would it like be like... We could just call it like a nepotism type, like that part type of like, I don't like, it doesn't have to have a negative connotation personally.
I think it's part of the chat, but for me, it's like growing up in the limelight, nepotism is one of the categories that people could say, you know, whatever. And then talking about, you know, growing up under someone's shadow possibly, or trying to find yourself, you know, in a world where there's a lot of attention to you because possibly of someone else.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of attention on someone else while you grow up and trying to cope and deal and understand, like, why are people interested in this person so much more than my friend's parents before you're able to really understand the concept of fame.
Yeah.
So we're talking about all of that. And, you know, both of you, I don't understand that POV. You know what I mean? Jeez. Because
You guys don't talk about this, like as a topic, like at home or.
No.
Think we do. Like I did a therapy moment with her because I felt like she probably needs to talk to someone else about it.
Yeah.
I think the only chat I had with her basically was like, you can try and do your thing on your own. Change your names if you want to do a stage thing because she's interested in doing music and a bunch of other things, which are, you know, real life corporate stuff.
Yeah.
And some of it is entertainment related, right?
Yeah.
Excuse me. So, McHills. So, the Tagalza. Sorry.
Oh. Who's that?
That's another episode. And so... I think one of the things I've said to her, and I think I mentioned this while we were...
Bless you.
Tagalza.
That is so cute. That was so adorable,
oh gosh,
man.
Don't say that. I'm grown. I'm a woman. I'm an adult.
Oh, really? Yeah. Joking. You look younger than that, so you should take that in stride.
I just sneezed. You don't want to touch my
hand. I didn't know you sneezed into your hand. Thanks. Thanks. I'm joking. Guys, wait.
Anyways.
Are you guys done?
We're done. Yeah,
all right, great. I think what we've actually spoken about is, you know, as of now, or at least things that I'm structuring, Tando doesn't have like a huge amount of riches, you know what I mean, to like a trust fund kid or like, you know, things like that, that she can say are going to be waiting for her if something were to happen to me. Or in terms of what I'm able to, the knowledge I'm able to impart on her about money or about other things that could lead her to success, which is what obviously you know, I'm assuming, you know, the whole rich dad, poor dad concept, right? Have you ever heard about that book? Kiyosaki, ne? I felt like I was about to say Miyagi or something crazy, like Mr. Miyagi.
It's racist.
But I just know it was something Aki. And so I always realize that, oh, crap, like that is where I lack. And it's very important to be self-aware as a parent.
Yeah.
Like, how can I make sure my daughter is not in that bracket of people who didn't get access to information because their parents limited that access or because their parent has limited access?
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. So, right.
Yeah, it's not that deep. Y'all going that deep. Like, I was like, dang, okay.
That was our original name. And then we realized it was going to be complicated. So we had to, you know, say
but
yes.
But I think I saw one on like one of the thingies.
It was on the first episode.
Yeah. And then we decided, you know, because the episode was so good, we still had to air it, you know.
Yeah.
So it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But so I said to her, what you do have, though, to inherit, your inheritance, that's the word I was looking for. Mm. Your inheritance is social capital. You know, and it's up to you to decide whether or not you use that capital. It's totally up to you, but I'm not going to stop you. But, you know, look at Will Smith's kids, look at Blue Ivy, look at other people who have decided to capitalize on the social capital that and the fame and money or whatever that their parents given to them. Do you think rich kids are going to think twice about using their
parents' money to
build businesses and grow or the information that they share? No, they don't.
Yeah.
So that is the conversation that we've particularly had. So just set yourselves up for that. That's what we're going to be getting into later. But I think we've got to do a setup first. And the setup being like, so, unjani. One, unjani. And how's your career going, babe? You did a very challenging role. Like, how was playing that role
that
for
one.
You?
That one.
That one.
No, I'm good.
Yeah.
Way better than I've been, collectively for the past couple of years, but even, like, I guess towards the end of last year, I was in, like, such a slump that we can even, like, talk about later. But, like, right now... I mean, I know it sounds like generally people are like, oh, yeah, no, I'm good. And they're like masking or whatever. Like, if I'm being honest, on a general like spectrum, I'm really doing good. Like, there's been a lot of unpacking, therapy, all that kind of stuff that I've like undergone. Career-wise, things are also doing really good. I shot a film last year that is now premiering in cinemas 26th of this month, so
26th. Ah, congrats. Just in time. Oh, we need to make sure this airs before then.
Yes.
Or even if it's after, because then you know what I mean.
Yeah, you can still watch it. It's going to be, it's still going to be on
Can you tell us the name or anything?
Yeah, it's called Loved Out.
Ooh.
It's about, I played this character, her name is Ruva, and it's pretty much like my first solo starring role, really, which is like a really, really cool thing for me.
Ooh, giving leading lady.
It is. I play this girl. Her name is Ruva. She owns a restaurant with her mother, who's played by Kabonina.
Love her. Yeah. Oh, my God. How was that chemistry? She's a brilliant performer.
It was epic. Like, our vibe on set and on screen is just really, really cool.
It's hard not to get along with her. Shout out to Kabonina.
Awesome.
What a legend. Yeah.
And so there's, like, this... It's an interesting thing because it's also, like, symbolic of my life because, like, I play this... socialite, girl who presents this kind of life on social media, but in real life, like she's having like, you know, pandemonium between like, or her relationships really on like what she wants them to be, what they need to be.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people pleasing. It's a rom-com, but it tackles like deep themes.
Ooh,
in, like,
who plays your love interest?
Comedic. His name is Tulani. He's an up-and-comer in, I think it's from Zim. And then his mom is played by Dumi Murage, who also like just hates me in the film.
In the film.
She loves me in real life.
Mm-hmm.
She just like is tackling all her like these, you know, weird relationships in her life where she's like people pleasing all over the place, but like in real life, on social media, she like, you know, acts like everything is fine and everybody is fine,
which is pretty much everyone.
Obviously something happens and like shit hits the fan, and then she's trying to like suppress all of that and make sure that like people don't find out how her actual life is.
Life parallels.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a really, really good watch. And I actually think it's a good movie to watch as like mother and daughter. You guys should definitely watch it together.
Oh, okay. We definitely will do that. Yeah. Can we go on a date? All of us.
Oh, yeah, sure. Please.
Serve a moment.
September 26th.
September 26th. Out, so. And probably for a few weeks after that, I'll be in cinema. Yeah, so go make sure you catch it. Support local content, y'all.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
So, yeah.
There's an interesting topic that people want to cover here. And
it's more of the, on like the lines of, like, how do you think, like, social media now, like, I guess Instagram and TikTok, but more so just influencers in general, how producers and directors are picking their actors based off of popularity rather than actual, talent.
So damn.
Have you noticed
about
the difference?
To tread carefully.
No, I think I really need the tea. I think it's the cold in here, for real.
right? Yeah, they hate us.
Sure, that's pretty interesting. It's not something that I've like thoroughly focused on, to be quite honest.
Have you like?
I've heard of it.
Okay.
I've heard of it. I mean, I've heard of people. Because look, there's a duality, and I can resonate from, like, with both perspectives genuinely, right? Where you get people who are literally, I guess, picked for roles, like very important key roles, just because they have great social presence, and then it falls flat. But I think that's to the disadvantage of the show itself. Then we don't even remember those shows more often than ever. We don't respect them, or they don't get maybe the acclaim or the awards that they could if they would have just taken the body of work seriously. So, I mean, that's to their disadvantage in any case. But I've heard of that. But then there's also the other side where the person being famous really is just a matter of fact. But they actually are talented. So where I could relate with that is that, like, there are people, it's not exactly the same, but I can resonate with it in the sense that there are people who wouldn't choose me. In fact, the Lev Matosa role was a huge, like, toss-up between me and other people who weren't quote-unquote famous, because the point that the producers were trying to make was that the younger Lev Matosa would be the common man. That's why they made the auditions, you know, open to the public. And then the older Lev Matosa would be somebody that people know. So they wanted to give people a chance. I went to the auditions like anybody else when I found out on social media with, I guess, the common man. And I don't consider myself common per se, but, like, you know, I'm more known. And I remember getting to, I mean, I killed the first audition, and I don't say that obnoxiously, like, they really, really like me. Of course, it's probably part of why I got the role. At least I hope it's the reason why I got the role.
Don't overthink it now, just keep going.
But then, and then I got to my second audition, and they told me that I did really, really well. The only issue is that they really wanted this role to be somebody who was not known.
Like, they wanted to discover someone.
Yeah, but also because of the public scrutiny, because then they had received a lot of, you know, backlash saying, well, why would you guys even consider people who, I mean, when I got to the audition room, like, with the first round, we were all lining up, and Singena 2x2. And there were literally people who would swap, like, right in front of me. Like, every time somebody would, like, come next to me, they would swap so that they don't have to go in with me. Because in their minds, they had already told themselves that if they go in with me, they're obviously going to pick me. And, like, that's before they even see whether I'm a good actor or whatever. They just knew that, okay, this is Sumizi's daughter. As soon as we go inside with her, they're definitely going to choose her. So they were already getting, like, scrutiny from that, because obviously people were seeing online and on social media who were the people who were auditioning and things like that. And then, you know, they were like, well, you guys are going to go ahead and obviously pick somebody who is famous, just because they're famous. And so sometimes it really is just a matter of fact that the person is just famous and they also just want to be given a chance. So for me, I genuinely just wanted to be given a chance. And I've had many experiences with producers, shows and things like that who are like, but you're Sumizi's daughter. Or people who wouldn't even like my parents, for example, who, I mean, you kind of already, like, sense the atmosphere and they'd even be like, oh, Kungwana, you know. And so I think it's also, we should also just not be so quick to say that this person only got the role just because they have all these followers. Sometimes maybe look at their body of work, and then if it communicates, then, you know, then they deserve to be there. Mm. I think that's actually what a lot of, I guess in the Hollywood space, I don't really know much about celebrity kids in our country. But, like, they always get, like, the flack for, people always question their talent, I guess, just by the fact that they are born from, you know, public figures. And they, in a sense, they have their own way up, their own I guess, fight in having to prove themselves. Some mm. people just have to prove themselves from the ground up. They have to prove themselves from the top up. Whether they can carry that.
I feel like that's fair. Like, I feel like someone who kind of worked through that was like Lily Rose Depp. I think she's doing really well.
I'm not too familiar with her.
Johnny Depp's daughter.
I assume Johnny Depp's daughter, but what is she? What, is she an actress?
She is an actress. She acts in like, she's very niche in what she acts in.
Yeah.
Like, I think she does like vampire movies and stuff like that.
Oh, dope.
And like very like emotional and like gory like roles. But like, okay. Apparently she does
sounds
really
like
well
Johnny
in them.
Depp's daughter
yeah, yeah, I'm literally like thinking that. I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah.
But like not like very known roles. Like the only yeah. like really known one that I'm aware of is like The Weeknd's one. Like mm-hmm. she, I think she delivered what he wanted her to deliver, mm-hmm. which I think is great. Like mm-hmm. she did exactly what he wanted her to do, mm-hmm. but which is besides the point. On the Weeknd side of things, that whole thing was a mess in general. Okay. But to focus on Lily Rose Depp, like I've seen like some of the clips of some of the stuff that she's done, and I think that is absolutely amazing, yeah. personally. And no one like they'll like she's also a model, and they'll see her and they'll be like, okay, like this is Lily Rose Depp, like she's beautiful, da da da. Like, but I haven't heard many people be like, oh, that's because she's Johnny Depp's daughter, or is it Winona Ryder? It's Winona Ryder's daughter too, right? I'm pretty sure because they two were married. I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. That is my knowledge.
That's pretty sure? cool. I wasn't even thinking of Lily Rose Depp. I was thinking of other people, but you know, that's such a good example.
Yeah.
I think for me, it's like there's a lot of. I mean, this is a much deeper conversation, and I feel like every case will have to be taken independently.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Because why? If someone can do whatever they do on social media on their own yeah. and make it. Before, some people would get discovered just because they're pretty or whatever on the street, just because they were pretty.
Literally.
There has to be something special about you for someone to want to take a chance.
Yeah.
And it's called an entertainment business because, and I'm not saying I support yeah. or don't support it. I'm just saying like, look at the facts. Yeah. So if people want eyes on the show that they're making, it's a risk that they are taking with their own money and their own show. Mm. Is it right? Is it wrong? I think each case will have to be looked at like yeah. on its own respectively. Yeah. And I think it also can be very difficult to be someone who is trying to prove themselves under the shadow of Johnny Depp. Like, oof. Can you imagine? Oof. Like, that's a really, really intense. So it's like you are now under more pressure to do well because you are the daughter of a really brilliant actor.
Yeah.
You are under more pressure to do well to prove that regardless of that, you are worthy of this opportunity.
Yeah.
And if you fall flat, is it your performance? Is it the production? Is it the marketing? Is it could be so many different elements that cause a production to fall flat and then everything ends up falling on your...
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And the scrutiny is way more intense because now you're not just scrutinized by... I guess your acting capabilities, you know, like just as you as an individual entity, it's like you're scrutinized and then compared to your father, know how she went into the acting industry.
Yeah.
And we know Mr. Depp, you know what I mean? Mr. Depp. But, and so it's
in
like...
In his Tim Burton productions. Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways.
No, fuck it. No, let's go.
No, but so you can imagine it's like, so if she were to fail, it's not just, oh, she's a bad actor. It's like, man, like, why would her, like, and she's Johnny Depp's daughter.
Like, why didn't you like, ask why her did dad you even, for
yeah,
a little
you,
moment?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
but yet at the same time, you're meant to be proving that you're okay without him. You know? People don't
so
know what they want.
Abafuni, abazishemgenbe. And, yeah, you just gotta live your life like it's golden.
I think it's so interesting, like, you know, because the industry keeps changing and things keep staying the same. You know, it's just the same thing happening over and over again, guys. And it's just a different platform or a different thing that's changing things. Mm. Before, it was questioning beauty or questioning, like, oh, the person's body or sex appeal. You know what I mean? And now it's TikTok and someone being able to garner popularity either from doing nonsense on social media or doing really quality work on social media. Mm. Every case has to be respected independently. But how are you feeling about your performance on the show, on your role?
Which one, the level one?
Yeah.
Or
you know, I met her like once.
Anyway, really?
Yeah, she danced with me in the club.
Oh, anyway. Nice. I loved her. I loved her firstly as a person. Mm. I was very young, so I guess you could say that I loved her from like a maybe like a baby sister, older, you know, kind of perspective. But in terms of my performance, I mean, I think if I were to watch it critically now, I realize the more that I watch it, I haven't watched it in a long time, but the more that I'd watch it, the more nuances I'd find that I want to improve on. But if I'm being honest, like from jump, I was like pretty chuffed about it. There have been roles where I'm like, I hate, like, what were you doing? Like, you know, but with that one, I'm proud. And I know that that may sound obnoxious, but like,
But it doesn't, but yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. It's, I don't know, man. I just, I appreciate it being on that, on being able to play that role. The weight of it was pretty hefty. And so I took it as seriously as I possibly could. And considering the numerous circumstances that we were even working with and the pressure and all of that stuff, I really can't fault it as a whole, you know? Yeah, I liked that. I liked it.
Do you know that it's okay to be proud of your work? It's okay. You're allowed to be proud of your work. You're allowed to boast. I mean, imagine if rappers were putting out music and they were not sure if they're allowed to be proud of you. How come? And I'm not just saying only men, but generally men are allowed to be proud of what they've done and
the
whatever.
Thing is, so for me, it's not so much that I don't know that I'm not allowed to, that I'm allowed to be proud. It's more so that it's a fear in declaring it or stating it, which is it's disgusting. It's horrible, right? That we can't boldly say, hey, I'm pretty, or hey, I'm good at what I do.
No, you
or
should
whatever.
Be able to do that because
you're
My friend literally told me today. She was like, no, but this is like, in your perspective, whenever you like, you're proud of something or you do something or like there's an argument somewhere, you have to be like, okay, this is gonna sound really egotistical, but just hang on, right? Let me cook, right? This is my world and everyone else is living in it, technically. Okay, right? That's your perspective of the world, technically. So that's how you must live in it. So it's more of a thing of, okay, this is my world. So if I'm not gonna be proud of this thing and no one else is gonna show me that they're proud of me, who else is gonna do it technically?
Yeah. Because if you're not going to be reading the Bible and understand what God is saying about you, somebody's got to jella you. And if it's not going to be God and it's not going to be you, it's going to be these streets. And you know about these streets and what they've got to normally say about anything. So, okay, cool. That's pretty dope. I'm proud of you. Right. Same. I know your family is proud of you. I know your grandmother's proud of you wherever she is right now. Well, we know where she is. She's got to be in heaven, that crazy lady.
She has to be. So, otherwise, heaven might be boring.
Wow. Yeah, right. Right. So, you know, I was always, my acting career was always marred with self-doubt. Ooh. And compounded with public opinion about my appearance and you know, whether or not I'm a good performer, all of those things. I think one of the reasons I allowed that public opinion to affect me or drive me to work harder, you know, because, you know, with everything, there's an equal and opposite reaction, right? So because when I was at Wits, I fell pregnant and I was studying the dramatic arts, obviously.
What? Gasp.
Right. Wow. I found out my week of orientation.
My week of orientation for uni isn't a week and a half, mind you.
Exciting. Ooh. Exciting.
That deserves
so,
a slow roll.
The fact that I never finished that I could never finish, right? Because they wouldn't allow us to work and study at the same time, which was weird. But I get it. Yeah, babe. And then, anyway, I don't want to get into that story.
But how do they expect, like, student loans to be paid?
Yeah.
They expect you to let the other actors who've graduated work, apparently. So I just dived into the deep end and I did my thing, right? Anyway, it really marred a lot of my self-confidence. And, like, there was a lot of self-doubt because I was indoctrinated to believe that a formal education is the only way one can make it. And God said, but look at what I'm about to do, right? And then for you, it's a two-pronged situation. There's an education aspect, which I can't lie and say I know much about your history in terms of that.
SAFTAs, right?
SAFTAs is the South African.
I mean, no. What's it called? It's called
AFTA.
There we go. Yes. I got it. AFTA. I don't know much about schools in this country, so I'm learning a lot, guys.
Hell.
Sorry.
No,
I
need to be.
International education.
Come through. I'm here for it.
So
international education.
Yes. Tell her. But there's that. And then you also come from a lineage of just, like, incredible performers. Like, that, first of all, must be crazy to be like, yo, Mshefi is my dad, is my grandfather. Then there's obviously Mom Mary, and then there's your dad, and then there's your mom. Is that pressure, or is that encouragement, or is it a bit of both? How has that affected your acting career, having education and having that? And I mean, you could have been just entitled, like, oh, this got to be my blood, you know, and just keep it moving. So tell me about that.
To be honest, it was the latter. I was entitled. Kind of still am. If I'm being honest.
Thank you for being honest.
Yeah, no, for real. So the thing is, I came back to that entitlement, and again, it's, you even said something about, like, you know, connotations. Like, not everything has to have a negative connotation.
Oh yeah.
Not all entitlement. I mean, there's you are entitled to your mom and you're entitled to her.
You decided
love.
I'm that girl.
You know what I mean? Really, I am. You know. See, there are certain things where I can be like, yeah, that's me. I'm Mandela.
I'm in.
So in the beginning it was something I had such pride in who my family was, just like I was in awe of us, not egotistical, but just pride in what they've been able to achieve considering the circumstances that they achieved them in, the acclaim that they had, and, you know, growing up in the area that they grew up in, and you know, like, they were still able to become who they are and who they were. So when I would look at my parents, and my grandparents on television, and you know, just see what they do, and then, like, I go and we were still staying in Soweto while they were still on television, by the way. And I'd go...
Wild.
Yeah, I know, no, for real. I know, interesting, right? Interesting wild. Industry. Mm. Again, I don't know if my dad has ever even shared this, but let's not get too much into it. Like, we grew up together for a bit before he moved to, like, the burbs and stuff. So, like, he has his own, like, history as well as to, like, how he came out of the hood or whatever. But, like, just, like, with me, my experience was I stayed with my grandmother, my aunt, who is my father's sister, and then my dad for a while as well, and my cousin, and so I'd watch them on television, and then would go, like, play in the streets, and everybody, I mean, like, it's really cool to, like, see people on television, let alone people that, like, you know, like, they're your family, and so everybody's like, oh my gosh, that's so cool, blah, blah. So I was like, as a kid, I was like, I know, it's so cool. And then, like, I'd go back home, and I get to watch these people, and watch them,
And they
with
just
them,
made dinner for
and
you.
They're right here, you know what I mean? It wasn't like, oh, Fanny. It was just, oh my gosh, like, grand, like, you're on television. That's so cool. And so to be part of that, it's not so much that, like, I could even say, oh yeah, because I saw them, I want to be in that. I swear I can't even remember a time where I never wanted to be an actress or be on television. Maybe I was also bitten. Maybe it was I can't pinpoint as to where it started. But to be part of that, I guess when I realized that I'm part of that legacy, which still feels weird to say though, still made me really happy and proud.
And know that, like, it's possible.
Yeah, you know. I think it only started dekadekaring. Not even when... the thought of getting no's in auditions or even getting the no's in auditions, but people, like, when people started coming in and, you know, saying that if I were to get anything, it would just be because of my parents and not because of any amount of effort that I would have put in into it, or, just like people being mean and whatnot. Yeah. So that's where the pressure came
I'd
on.
I'd feel too scared to go into acting.
I didn't give a crap about pressure myself as a kid. Like, I just knew I was going to make it. I don't know when. Probably thought it was going to be sooner. But I knew I was going to make it, whatever make it looks like. But I knew I was going to make it. And I was just always so hopeful and whatnot. But as soon as, like, I started letting, like, the voices come in and the comparisons and all that stuff, it literally started feeling like such a far-fetched idea and dream and whatnot. And then that's when the pressure to perform started coming. Now I wasn't even just doing it organically. I was just like, please, can I just get any role just so I can, like, prove to people that I really can't do this or, you know, whatever. And it wasn't until, you know, recently, and by recently, maybe like 3 years or so, where I was just like, oh man, screw it. Like, I'm going to do it. If it's meant for me, it's meant for me. But I'm also going to do it because I really love it. Mm. And I'm blessed to be in it. And I'm blessed to be in it in the way that I was brought into it. Mm. Learning both, you know, I got a lot of lessons from it, what to do, what not to do, mm-hmm. and to just always just shape my own my own identity.
Powerful. Do you have anything you want to add?
I was just going to say, I'd be too scared to go into acting. I don't know. Like, I enjoy running lines with you. Like, it's cool. I imagine that I'm there with you when you actually get the role, whether you do it or whether you don't. I'm just like you. That is also just like a lot, though.
Yeah.
What does it feel like when you are watching, like, me or, I guess, in the past, your father on screen and...
I was thinking about that as she was speaking. I don't know. As a little kid, though, contrary to you, what your parents was like pre-recorded. My mom was like it was live. Yeah. So I resented it more.
Sure.
Compared to you did.
Deep.
Like because you weren't there because I had to watch you while you're not at home. So it was more of a thing like, oh my gosh, like, bro, like, this thing is taking her away.
Aww.
But if it was like movies and stuff, I'd be like, oh my gosh, mom, like, look at this. And I'd put it on just to annoy her. Like, even if I, like, I'm not Oscar now. Like, if I put on, like, Scorpion, she'd be like, oh my God, Tanner, like, Tanner,
she always
this.
Put the one that I don't want to watch. So or don't want to see.
Yeah, no, like, movies like that, I'll be like, oh my gosh, yes, let's watch it. It's so cute. Like, I won't even know she's been in, like, this many movies or this and this and this. But, like, when it comes to, like, specifically when I was a kid compared to you.
Oh, it's
okay. Kill Bill, really? That's it? Kill, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, it's like not sardonic at all.
So my ringtone is the theme song of Kill Bill.
Wow, dark.
My whistling is terrible, but the point is... No, I wanted something artistic and cool, but like also
she's
not too much.
She's a true theater kid.
You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like it's just like... No, it's also like, oh,
people. Oh, yeah, it's like, oh.
I'm like, oh, okay,
conversation starter, that's for sure.
Where were we?
Oh, no, I was just saying how, like, compared to you, I resented it more because obviously when I was a kid, she was doing live shows. And when you were a kid, most of the people in your household would be at home while you're watching the thing.
But
I'm assuming.
Movies would take me away for longer, though. Like, and series. Like, I'd be there the whole day.
It'd be so much
maybe
cooler to watch after, though.
No, but also...
At least you knew where I was, anyway.
I should probably be, like, a little more specific. So, when I say when I was growing up, I literally mean, like, between, like, maybe... Like, I can barely remember my toddler ages, obviously. But, like, until the age of, like, 5, 6. Where, when I say the people who I would watch it with were there, it was my grandparents. My dad was rarely ever there. I want to say never there, to be quite honest. I think I would only see my dad, like, yo, if I do see him, maybe, like, 2 or 3 times a week, and that would be, like, in the morning when I'm getting ready, when my aunt is helping me get ready for school. So I had that, you know, resentment as well, where it's like, I never get to see you. It's interesting, though, because, like, I think maybe then the difference between you and I is that, like, you connected it to their jobs. I connected it to them, like, to their choices, their decisions, and, you know, maybe their intentionality, which could be a little darker.
No, because my mom always made it clear to me as a child before leaving, like, I'm going to work for us. Like, this is not me. If this was me, we'd be watching a movie on the couch together. I'd be making popcorn or whatever. Like, she made it clear to me. I'd still cry. Yeah. Like I'd still cry because I'm a child.
Yeah.
But she'd make it clear.
I would definitely serve her, like, you see that... thing that you like, remember that thing you want?
Yeah.
You want me to buy that, ne? So you have to choose. Either I stay here and we don't have food.
Yeah.
It's your choice. Yeah. It's your choice. And then, or I go out there and I do this for a short amount of time. I'll be back, girl. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
You know, and I trying to reason and explain it to her so that it's not always like a super traumatic thing, because there's a difference between when someone can finally speak and understand what you're saying and when they're like still kind of toddler age where there's nothing I can say to comfort them from leaving. In fact, I have to serve a scam in order for me to leave, type of thing, you know?
At which point in your, like, your life, like, did the conversation seem necessary?
What do you mean by that?
So, I mean, she couldn't say, hey, I have to go work for you, like, as a toddler, because you wouldn't be able to understand. But, like, when did you feel like it was necessary for her to... rather you, because you're the one who was having the conversation with her.
When, like, she started wanting things.
I feel like it's also more when you went to the US, because you had to leave me for a longer period of time.
Oh, yeah. But I think even before that, because as soon as you could speak, and I can't be like it was exactly at this age, right? But I think as soon as she understood that things cost money, it was like, okay, you see, every time I leave, I have to go fetch that money to get you this thing that you want.
Yeah.
So what's it gonna be, type of thing.
Yeah.
I can't really say I specifically remember. You know, I was just living. I didn't really plan it. Mm. I was also super young, you know. I was probably, you know, I was 19 when I had her. So it's like, when I was 24, 25.
Yeah.
And also, I'm still figuring myself out. I'm trying to find a partner, you know. I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to become famous, or I'm trying to whatever, or, you know, make money. Or I'm just trying to raise a kid, man. Like, there's just so much was going on.
Yeah.
So I can't say that there was a step-by-step plan that I necessarily had to figure things out, which I think is why a lot of people, especially people older than me, are so interested in how I did this, you know. I'm not even quite sure. Shout out to Jesus.
Yeah.
So I'm grateful for that, and I'm grateful that God gave me like a really understanding, smart, reasonable child.
Guys, I really am. Tell me again.
Because
for
me, even to think that Thando can't get any privileges or whatever from my career is to discount her contribution to my career. Being that child who was supportive, who was understanding, being that child who suffered with me through a lot of that, because it's not all, you know, roses sunshine and butterflies and sunshine and whatever. A lot of it was tough, and she had to go through that hard times with me, whether it was financial, whether it was psychological, whatever it was. And some stuff she wouldn't tell me because maybe someone would watch something on TV or see something about me on social media and address it with her at school, and I have no clue that, you know, that is actually happening, you know. So she deserves also a lot of credit for my success, is my belief, you know. And I tell you this, right? I tell you this, and she's been super
team.
We truly, truly are, and that's why I can sit with her here and excuse me, I can sit with her here and have these conversations, because she has had a lot of life experience because of it. And like I said, I can't, you know, I don't have billions and billions to give her for it, but I have billions and billions worth of experience to share with her and because of her. So I think, I feel like that for me is quite special. And for her to not be able to benefit from whatever it is that I've built would be to discount that she laid a few bricks in there as well. And same for you, you sacrificed. You know, every child has to sacrifice in order for their parents to succeed, as same as the parent has to sacrifice. And maybe because children aren't able to communicate their sacrifices or even conceptualize them at a young age, it doesn't mean they haven't sacrificed. Thando has sacrificed for my career. She sacrificed being with her mother, and she had to live through that and survive it. And just because she couldn't communicate it, it doesn't mean it didn't happen or it didn't affect her in a majorly intense way. So that's just how I feel about that, you know. And I feel like it's just really weird when give everybody a chance, guys, whether they have a famous parent or not, whether they have a rich parent or not, or whatever it is. So
how do you feel about your upbringing, though, in that sense? Like, obviously, parents are working all the time. Like, what, like, I'm trying to say, how was this type of experience in your perspective?
Sorry, I missed that. I was trying to.
I was asking to you. How like her point of view in her life on our experience.
Yeah. Like, even as you're speaking, I'm reflecting on mine just to see, like, how, like, the
like, contrast. Whether it was similar or not.
Yeah.
Because you did it as, like, I'm not sure about your upbringing. So I was going to say she did it as, like, a single parent, whereas, like, also my dad wasn't there a lot. So I'm not sure how your mom did it also. So you could also tell me about that.
That's actually, she's also mentioned you were growing with Mom Mary, basically.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah. Mom Mary. Uma. and Joyce. If I'm being honest, like, Joyce is like the woman who, like, very much intentionally raised me. Definitely my mother, for sure. But, like, where she could. The only thing is that, so both my parents at some point, my dad would come in and out of the house that we lived in for a bit. And then my mother never lived with me until I was like 7. But she, and that this is where I guess I answer your question, because I think she was doing like theater productions and things like that, so that they would go away and all that stuff. However, the communication was and I think this is where communication is so key, where even if you at some point communicate verbally to Thando about, you know, why mommy can't be here every single day and, you know, like, you know, tuck you in bed or whatever, my mother's communication wasn't that direct, but, like, her presence was I think we really need to, like, define presence, like, as a whole, right? Because so with my mother, she wasn't physically there, but her presence, I always felt it. She would call God knows, you know, how many times I would always be able to access her if I wanted to call her. And she may not have called every day.
Why weren't you staying with her, if you don't mind me asking?
I think financially. Mm-hmm. So she, and this is like the explanation that I got from like numerous people. We don't really like sit and talk about this kind of
and
stuff.
Dear Somizi and Mama P, I hope I'm not overstepping.
Disclaimer.
I'm literally just, you know.
Relax.
Getting to know your daughter.
We'll be fine.
Out of all due respect.
No. Like there's no, look, there's one thing about me, and I try my best to do this. And also, I do know that like both my parents have expressed this. She financially, things weren't like super stellar in the very beginning, because you know they were young, trying to make it, and all that kind of stuff. And so she just had a kid, and so she would like consistently like just travel everywhere, like for months on end, because again they were doing like theater was very big back then. You wonder about
yes, of course. Because I was like, I get it now.
So they did a lot of that, and I then, I guess, stayed with one of the grandparents. And so one of the grandparents was my dad's mom.
I can't imagine being raised by Mary. That
wasn't as fun as people think, trust me.
That must have been wild.
I liked her more in my teenagers as an adult.
But she's strict.
I believe that
crazy parents are usually the strictest ones.
She was so strict. It's not even funny. Like, she was... runs like a tight ship. All my cousins could come back home like after 5. That lady, like, if the light is out, if the light is on outside, it's like, it's hell. You know what I mean? And that's fair, but like, she was just very, very strict. Even in the house, like, TV is on, it's at a certain time, all this kind of stuff.
Love that.
No, she's very, very, very strict. Sweetheart at times, but like, very strict.
Yeah.
So that's the main reason why I never lived with my mother. Mm. My dad, like I said, was also like traveling, you know, everywhere. But like, I don't remember exactly when he moved out of the house. Like I said, I really never really felt his presence growing up, even, you know, in the house in general, if I'm being honest. But, you know, we've spoken about this. We had a better place. Everything is good, guys.
Last random unplanned question, babe. Sorry if am I cutting you off?
I don't remember what was the first question you asked.
I asked about like being raised by my mom and why you weren't staying with your mom, particularly at that time. But you said it was because of financial issues.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I think the next question I wanted to quickly ask, and it wasn't part of the plan, but we're here now because sometimes parents are trying to protect you from things that even they haven't figured out, you know. And at that time, being part of the LGBTQ
IA plus.
Does it matter what order you say it in?
You can just say LGBTQ community.
Okay. The community.
Yeah.
You know, there was lots to try and figure out and navigate in terms of taboo things. And we don't have to delve too deep into this.
Yeah.
But do you think a lot of the absence possibly was serving, you know, protection and maybe figuring, you know, do you think somehow that played, well, how much of a hand did that play in your upbringing in terms of the people around you, in your community, your family, and your perception and understanding of that world?
That's a very interesting question.
Has no one ever asked you this question?
No.
I've been thinking about it. It's been brewing in my brain.
No.
Not brewing.
My bad, yo.
what they would generally ask is like, how do you feel about your dad being gay? And I literally get so tired of that question because I'm like,
that's a terrible way to structure it.
I know.
Too.
I'm literally just like, oh my gosh, like, yo. It actually even breaks my heart that people still think like that. And I try to reason and understand because I'm a very understanding and reasoning person. But I'm just like, damn it, like, yo. So just to make it very clear, growing like that was never a factor for me, like growing up, like even I think I was only 17 when I realized that my dad was noticeably queer.
Oh,
I'm not even joking. Like I was like,
and
a
did
teenager.
You understand queer by then?
Yeah, well, gay.
Wait, how? Wait, what year queer. Were what year were you 17 in? This will help me. Wait, sorry, that don't sound.
Just minus 13.
17, I was in grade 11, so 2012.
Okay.
Yeah, but the thing is, so I say noticeably. Like, for me, like, he's just always been my dad.
The world opened up also.
Perhaps, but like...
Oh, he's always been your dad in your eyes. That
yes,
makes,
yes,
that's, fair.
That's what I mean. Fair. So, like, he's always just been like... It's not like that's when I knew, oh, my dad is gay. It's like... He's always just been like so flamboyant and whatnot, but like it was never like, oh, there's a stark difference between these dads and my dad.
You never saw or the neighbor's like dads and being like, this dad
I
is
never
very
cared.
Good.
I don't know how to put it. Like, I couldn't, it was never like a factor to me. If I'm being honest, like I said, like we're so much better now, but like perhaps for me, like the overarching theme between my father and I was the bond of our relationship. I've always yearned for that. So him being queer was like the last thing on my mind. In fact, it was the coolest thing for me. There was a time where, and again, because we had such few of these moments, I literally remember them like, and I hold them dear. When he did my hair like the night before I had to go to school. So this is when he wasn't staying with us in my bed, but like I was still in nursery school. So he came to visit. And he did my hair. And looking back, I mean, in fact, I actually wish he didn't do my hair. But looking back, it was a canon event for me, where he did my hair. But like he did, you know, those like wire. It's wire, but it's got like hair, and you used to use it for like arts and craft at school. It's got like
oh
fur.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. Oh so, my like, gosh.
So.
I'm still in the dark a bit.
So this is wire things, and it's like it's got fur on it almost, yeah, and it's colorful, and you'd find
yes.
it like,
okay.
it's like springs.
Yeah, it's like springs.
And it's just
or whatever.
Got, it's
just
spiral
weird.
With fur
yes,
on it.
Yes, yes,
yeah.
yes. So he did my hair like that. I think he was using them for like some drag show or something, and then he brought them.
And he fried
and
you,
then
said, I'm gonna...
he did it like he just and I had braids, and he decided to do my hair in like different shapes and like
lovely
I looked
creativity.
Horrible. I actually cried at school because people were like teasing me. But I didn't want to tell him, no, I don't like it, because that was such a cool moment for us.
Aww.
Like, he was doing my... And I looked like Medusa. Like, it was like... I did Pandora. It is Pandora with, like, the snakes.
No, that's you Medusa.
It is Medusa.
Why would you
oh,
let
Pandora's
your dad
Pandora's
do your
box.
Hair? That's crazy.
Because I love him.
No, I'm saying the kids at school were like,
oh, no,
like
they didn't
why
even
would
know
you
that
let
my
your dad
do
my
hair?
Hair?
No, 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 they didn't. All but, like, right, yeah,
cool.
they were just like, oh, you know, so... but anyways, it was like nuances like that made our relationship like just so cool. Rather him, I guess, being gay. I don't know if that had anything to do with him being gay, but like just things like that were like, you know, really, really cool.
I think it had everything to do with that hairstyle,
yeah.
though.
So yeah, like him being gay like was never really a factor for me. I think it only started to quote unquote affect me when growing up, again, because we don't necessarily have these kind of conversations, but as a perceptive, discerning, curious young woman, and you know, like I consider myself somebody who's always like seeking to understand people and understand things, I would kind of like connect the dots for myself as to like, okay, just so that I can also reason better with both my parents, so that I don't have to judge them so harshly for their choices and things like that. So. I would look at it and be like, man, it must have been really, really tough to be a queer dad. I wonder how
that
perception was
at that time.
You know,
especially much younger though.
You know, and you know, I mean, there are a lot of things that like I found out as an adult about like, you know, how things were between him and my mother and all this kind of stuff. And if I'm being honest, and these were things that had to do with me, not so much like their relationship, just like maybe like how they dealt with me, like boy too. And I swear I don't say this dismissively, but like they didn't hurt me half as much as I guess just I wish that those things weren't a factor in how like we would like relate to each other. I wish that he never like thought that would ever be an issue between the two of us, you know, and things like that. So
are you saying, but are you saying he did? Like, are you saying that he worried about it?
A part of me thinks so.
Have you never had this conversation with him? Ah!
No, we don't.
And you're having this conversation publicly? There's no way.
I mean, I would never do that. I think, I mean, it's not that I was never open to it, but I think it's that thing where, like, my father's very, very guarded. He's a very, very, and again, that again comes with me learning to understand him a bit more.
Mm.
People think that he's just like this open book who's just like, he's really guarded. And there's a number of things that I also like see, you know, he masks and stuff. And for one, my own sanity, but also like my own health with both my parents, really. I think I've learned to, and I'm still learning to be patient with myself and with them.
Oh, you have to go?
What's the time? Gasp. Okay, I have to be somewhere at 7.
Where do you have to be?
I said 6:30 to you, though.
Where do you have to, where do you have to be?
I have to be.
So we can, we're not just rushing you, but like we can figure out how much time we can, how much we can squeeze out of this.
Oh, okay. No. We can definitely, I have to be there at 7. Oh, you mean where? It's like by.
She's a date.
Where's?
No.
Sandton.
No,
Rudaport,
not Sandton. Like,
Rudaport. Huh? I'm a Sangoma. At this particular point.
Like by Eagle Canyon side.
Whoa. Whoa.
There's like a connect group with like church people. And I.
Mine is on Tuesday.
I know.
Every second Tuesday.
Wait, like, is it the one that we, the
one here in Sandton.
The one that
I love Jesus, but I'm not driving to Rudaport.
No, I know that. No, but I'm saying, is it the one that we
with
you and
Kalelo.
I once went to? Yeah, with
really? Yeah.
I haven't been in a while.
You should pull up, girl.
I will.
Hey, okay, let's make this quick, guys.
See, they're age mates. Guys, I'm telling you, they hang out together. They're age mates.
We can do like 20 minutes tops.
Yeah, no, but let's just serve a moment of, okay, a little breaking nyana. Yeah.
Wait, I have
which
one
is
more
until
question.
You. Yeah, but we're just coming back now. We just have to give a moment of. Watch this. Watch.
I thought we still had to do the game, no?
No. We still have to do that, but watch this. But we're not going to the game just yet because at least there's only one person. Just watch this. Watch what. How many years have I been doing this?
You can just.
15 years or so of presenting in action, my baby, but not that we're presenting here. We're just hosting a podcast. Watch this. And then watch when I come back. Watch. But if you like and subscribe, there'll be an ad here one day. I might have to let it drop. Did you see that? Tanda, what was your question?
Oh, it was more of like a. Yeah, I did have a question, but it's gonna sound like a statement at first. So let me cook. Okay, let me cook.
Bit.
So I envy you in a way that you, both of your parents were in the limelight, right? And you were raised in an age where social media was very new, okay? So your face wasn't plastered, sure. like not plastered, but like you know.
I was
know,
about to say not plastered. Not,
you see, but like not posted and stuff like that. And it wasn't as easy for people to like obviously access information about you and all of that.
In a sense.
So I'm asking you, is that the truth? Technically. Because I don't see it that way, not at
your scale or the scale.
What is her scale?
I don't know, but isn't like okay in this social media era?
Because there's a lot. You know, it's a lot easier to access information.
However,
about me
I like
stuff.
We're also not that far apart. Like, please, I wasn't born in like you know, I was born in the 1900s, but like the late ones.
You know,
my sister.
Years older
my sister
her.
Was like so. In the
I have
1900s,
a bigger age group with my siblings than I do with her, actually.
Yeah, we're like 10, 12 years apart.
Okay, well, there's a lot we wanted to discuss, but as you guys know, there's nothing to hide. You know what I love about podcasts? Oh, I thought you guys were done.
I just finished asking the question.
My apologies.
So it definitely wasn't like excessive. However, like I grew up in like the Twitter age, and that was still like a lot. So I remember when I did my father's reality show and like nobody liked me like the first season.
I'm not laughing, I'm coughing.
Just while coughing.
I'm just, no, I'm genuinely asking mom, I'm coughing.
Is wild. Okay.
Mom, tell her that I've been coughing.
No, I'm trying to use these 20 minutes we've got.
Yeah, but yeah. So that was still tough in its own right. But amen, we move. Does that help you? That was quick enough? Did I answer you?
So like you didn't. So like everywhere you went, like there wasn't like, oh my gosh.
Oh,
like,
there definitely was.
Okay, at least
there
at least
there definitely was.
Like in public bathrooms, you walk out of a stall.
Girl, in funerals.
You've been going to funerals.
Oh, what's worse? They go. Kimwana, come on, umang.
Yeah.
And they ask for a picture like before they even know your name, and you're just like, that's a little rude. That's a lot. Or like they expect it. Or you just wearing a simple cap. And they're like, hey, don't hurt yourself. We can see. And you're like, I'm wearing a cap. Am I not? There's a lot. I need events. Where's my therapist?
And you can't talk because now you're doing your own thing. Like, so technically, you've also chosen to be here well, at now, this point.
Well, now, trust me, I'm not mad at it, but I am talking about the disadvantages of it because I feel like...
Or like when you were little.
It's like just super awesome.
When you were younger, rather.
Yeah, but even now, it's just like, you know, there's two sides, you know, to everything. And so sometimes people don't really like realize that like the disadvantages... They're still there and they
they're
suck.
They're there, yeah.
So, okay. Yeah. Nizoba strong, yes.
Mm,
yeah, Nizoba strong.
And my mom's like, my mom always apologizes
nice
for
things.
It.
You guys are also getting free
oh,
things.
Oh, no, oh, you have
there's
no
also
idea.
The nice parts of it. So yo, don't
guys,
forget to talk about those.
You
when you
talk about those.
When you talk to your therapist.
I can see irritated.
What is it?
She has my chain. Oh, my God, you see me.
She got braces. You know, braces are not cheap.
TikTok, tick. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay, so we wanted to talk. This is
we all have ADHD.
So welcome to Mind the Gap. It's supposed to be a segment. We're still figuring out, you know, how to get through the structure as because each guest is different. So then things kind of change. But you know, guys, it's interesting. So just get into it. So we were gonna do something called Mind the Gap, where we and we've kind of talked about how. The role your mother and obviously your paternal grandmother and father shaped your life and your career, you know, as well. And you've explained how where you lived, all of that. I'm just now doing like a little mental check of have I asked everything that this lady who's behind the camera is going to annoy me about if we don't ask.
Please give us the mocha.
She produces a show. being raised by two famous parents. What's going on, guys? religion, you just spoke about going to your thing, which we now can't obviously disturb in terms of she has to go to her connect group. Mm-hmm. Hey, it used to be called home cell. When did it become connect?
Yay. I think it's Rhema people.
is it a Rhema thing, the connect thing?
My pastor used to go to Rhema. So I think they all come from like the same
Why
family.
Why did they stop going to Rhema?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
One of the questions that are there, if I can ask them really quickly.
I didn't know this was public knowledge.
That's a no. What?
Lymphedema.
That's what I was about to ask.
I'm not fighting.
I know,
I'm
but
she's just,
know
just
that.
Prophetic. That's all.
What? Thank you.
Why are you hiding?
I don't want to show my face.
Thank you.
Get into it, girl. I was just leading to this point. I wasn't trying to punish you.
Oh, it just seemed like you didn't hear
me. You always act like I'm trying to fry you. I'm not trying to fry you.
It seemed like you didn't
hear
me.
I'm just trying to capitalize the time because you guys are going to talk about retailers in a second. There you go, there you go.
In terms of like your journey with the lymphedema, like how's that been? Like in terms of like, I guess, why... Can you please close that door? Thank you. In terms of like dealing with it, obviously, because now we are all aware that the public is aware and dealing with the initial diagnosis and did it have an effect on your mental health? Yes or no? Mm-hmm. Like all of those type of angles on it.
Yeah, definitely had an impact on my mental health, self-esteem. I found out when I'm literally like speeding through them just for like, you know, but I found out when I was 14, pretty much sucked. I never wanted to wear skirts. At school, I'd always like just wear track pants. Thank God I went to schools that allowed, you know, girls to wear pants. But I still wanted to like push myself and like attend things and didn't participate in things. So I decided to join netball, try to fight it mentally, but I would still get like teas and stuff, which is like really, really crap. And I think the older I grew and the more comfortable I became with myself, I think that's why it's not public knowledge, because I posted about it on social media and I was like, you know, if you fear something, it has control over you until you, you know, unleash and all that kind of stuff, all that jazz. And so, yeah, now it has less of a hold. In fact, it really doesn't have a hold on me, if I'm being honest. There are times when, like, I battle with it back and forth. What do I wear? All that kind of stuff. But it's interesting because as of yesterday, I was actually thinking, you know what, I really want to start living like I don't have this thing.
Sorry, for the public and people who wouldn't know what it is, can you please explain it?
Yeah, so it's a condition that I'm going to explain it in like layman terms. So the one that I got diagnosed with is called lymphedema precox, and apparently it was because I got it earlier than I was supposed to because it was triggered by like a certain injury. I was playing soccer, I kicked something, and then my leg started swelling very gradually. And so I was told that it affected my lymphatic system, which is like the part of your body that drains out excess fluid. So like you sweating, you know, peeing, all that kind of stuff. And
lymph nodes also are the thing that tells you like if something is wrong with your immune system.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes, yes, yes.
The lymphatic drainage,
which is why
what
you eat, what you drink is very, very important, especially when you have a condition like this. So like alcohol, that's still very tough. Oh, no.
It's okay. Breathe.
Okay. So.
Like at all?
Well, apparently I can only drink things like wine, but I mean, to be honest, I never really cared for alcohol. So,
okay.
Cool. And then, yeah, so I essentially, a certain part of your body, wherever the lymph, wherever your lymph nodes are affected, there's like a blockage there. It either has to do with like with your veins themselves or where those lymph nodes are. So there's like a blockage there. And so then the water can't be drained out properly. And so it kind of then just fills out into that area. So for me, it filled out into my right leg. So essentially my right leg is full of water. And I'm laughing because...
At least it's water weight.
No.
And not like fat. Like, you know, you got to weigh the pros and the cons.
You can like... Actually, the treatment, because I was going to say fat, you can do like lipo. With this, they can't because it's like mixed with blood. Mm-hmm. So like the time I wanted to cut, I actually got a cut. And then another one, I wanted to cut myself as well.
I was like...
Trigger
warning.
But also your leg is a wild place to want to like... Anyways, so... so I cut myself. She said it's pretty common to want to cut yourself on your leg. Wild. Anyways, I got a cut and then water started coming out and I called myself Jesus. And then I realized that like, it's not fun. It's not funny, is it? It's not funny. Mm-hmm.
But like, not funny.
But like, it was pretty cool. I was literally just like, with this.
You were bleeding water.
I was.
So it was just like clean? It was clear?
Yeah, it was clear water and then blood and then both at the same time. But like, literally, like, you could see the difference. It was literally just like water, blood.
That's kind of all the chakra hand things was, like, pretty I would cool. do in terms of like massages and stones.
I've tried everything.
I can imagine. How has it affected your acting career?
Interestingly enough, not so much. I think I rarely tell people, and then when I'm on set, when we're doing like wardrobe and stuff, I tell them. And generally, it's usually the wardrobe department that knows, and then like everybody else just doesn't. So because if a woman rocks up and they're wearing like a dress or pants, it's not like a weird thing. So the directors, nobody really asks about it. Mm. It's only ever been one time where this director insisted that I, you know, wear a skirt, and I was like, but it doesn't fit the character because it's character, you know.
So I guess you can also prepare to make sure that it doesn't affect your is it always affecting the appearance of your leg? Sorry for my ignorance.
Yeah, so my leg is literally like swollen
all the time. Oh, I thought there was a way like a to like decrease thing. It there, every now and again and then it comes back later.
There is, but like the state that it's in right now is it's pretty much like this. Unless I take these, I actually just started seeing a specialist who was telling me like other ways in which we could, because apparently I could have dealt with it like much sooner, but the doctors that I was seeing were just like swak. And so they weren't really like informing me. Yeah.
Do you know what swak means? We have a game. We have a game that we're going to do in a few minutes.
Okay. That's the only place where I win.
and then, but you just helped me out because I always feel like it. So I wanted to also talk about, I wanted us to also talk about payment in the acting industry, but just very briefly, guys, everyone should know mostly it sucks, which is why a lot of us try to do international productions. But now a lot of local productions are shortchanging us and selling us short to international productions to screw us. And it's really, really happening. And it's instead of getting better, it's getting worse. For you, how do you feel about the state of events in terms of like are you even a part of SAGA, the South African Actors Guild?
No, at least I don't think so. Because I remember...
You would definitely know if you...
Yeah, no, because I remember attending one of their... an event, I guess. But it wasn't so much an event. I think it was almost like them just like explaining who they are and what they do and things like that. But I don't remember ever onboarding or whatever.
Okay.
And I don't remember why.
You should join. We should try and empower the union.
Yeah.
Because then that's how we're going to empower, probably might be too late for us. I don't know.
Sure.
But that's how we're going to empower future actors. I feel like I really worry about the impact and the legacy we're going to leave as the actors of South Africa in this day and age. Like, look at what your grandmother did. Look at what Somizi's did in terms of I feel like I've paved and opened some gates.
You did a lot, Mama. Don't worry.
I think I have.
You have.
But I also don't feel that it's going to make sure people are getting paid more in the future, apart from me just speaking out and being like, guys, we can, if we band together,
the conversation, we can
create we can create an industry where you don't have to be working every single day or panicking every single month about if you're going to have work next month in order to, for you to look after your family. You know, it's a difficult situation where, you know, royalties are not being paid properly, all these things are not being done properly, the government is not really doing much to protect us. We're also, we can't blame the government fully because we're not also trying to work together to protect ourselves. And people out there are desperate. You can't blame the ones who quickly replace other actors who are trying to take a stand. You know, it's just like everyone is at fault somehow, but if we can find a common denominator that allows us to make a sacrifice for a few months or a few weeks if possible to fight for our futures and to fight for the legacy of actors in South Africa and to make that difference. You know what I'm saying? I look forward to that day.
No, you're right.
The regulation is trash, and we, you know, I feel like we'd need to invite an expert to get into that as well, like as actors.
And I think about all the people who've the legends, really. It's actually such a paradox to be able to call them legends, but the conditions in which they left us in are,
the conditions in which the industry forced them to leave you in.
Yeah,
do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's not like they made the choice to either.
No, like for sure.
To die poor or whatever.
Sure.
It's, you know? it's the industry we live in, and the lack of empowerment actors are often like allowed to have, and to be grateful and to whatever the whole time as if they're not doing incredible things. And if you feel a sense of pride, they punish you by not giving you work or whatever. So guys, diversify, actors and musicians and everybody. At least musicians get money for every time their songs are played wherever they go. And I think, and I'm sorry that I'm pushing as much as I can.
No, it's okay.
But I wanted to get into a chakra conversation. I don't think we have time for that. But we've talked a bit about exploitation of actors. Tando, is there anything before I ask anything else that you wanted to ask, my babe? Anything at all? Okay, I would like to know how you are planning to keep. I'm obviously, because my Mary's my girl. how are you planning to keep the legacy of your predecessors, in your lineage, alive and well in the future? Like how on a daily basis, I would like to know, as someone who knew her obviously much better than I did, and I'm very jealous of that, in a good way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How do you keep her memory alive, for example, like every single day?
Yeah, every single day is a bit of a stretch.
I mean, okay, by breathing, you keep a memory alive. But, you know, what are the few things that, you know, people won't know about or that you've maybe hopefully never spoken of till today that you do?
That's actually, look, it's a little difficult because I haven't done this in a while, at least consciously. It's actually something that, and it probably is something that I do have to just consider and revisit as to why I did this. But I remember even asking my dad a few months ago if I could give him, oh man, I feel very bad for saying this, but if people understood the space that I am in and was in, that maybe I understand a bit more. But like I had, I don't know how many of her clothes. She actually, and I was like super, super surprised when, you know, because she knew that she was going to go. And so she said that she wants to give me her clothes. When she was alive, that was always a fight between the two of us. Like, she had the best clothes. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. She had the best clothes, and I always had to steal them. And then she'd be mad whenever she finds me, like, clothes and all that kind of stuff.
Like, but I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah.
This shoddy, oh.
Crack that and so, finish listening.
So when she passed and she said that, it was actually tougher to wear the clothes now. So I would wear them here and there, like, and even smelling them was just like such a difficulty. So I said to my dad this one time, because I was giving away clothes and giving her clothes away was just too, I couldn't do that. So I
was going to say, get a t-shirt. No. Oh my God.
No, I couldn't. And so I asked my dad like what I should do. Like, should I give these away as well? But like, these are like Ma's clothes. It's like not the same. And then he was like, don't you dare. And he was like, no, rather just bring them to me. Even if it's not for my use, like one day you're going to want to show your grandchildren these clothes and be like, these are, you know, whatever. But I was like, yeah, I just can't have them right now. And this was, I think, yeah, beginning of this year. So I haven't, I think it was just something I pushed aside instead of being conscious of, you know, her being gone. Now whenever memory pops up, I just acknowledge it. But I guess healing isn't linear.
I think you need to just serve a fashion god moment with her clothes and keep her alive because she was a fabulous woman.
She was.
Yeah. Sorry. I feel like I'm punishing you a bit there.
No, it's okay.
But I'm. Were you close to your grandfather?
I never met him. He passed before I
could. Oh, yeah. No, it was a while back.
That was something I really wish I could. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had so many. I still have. Well, kind of have at least. But I've had so. I've told. There's so many questions that I wish I could have asked him.
Okay.
Yeah. So. Yeah. There's a lot.
Hey, man, even if I get a string of cotton from those things once you're ready, even if it's just a string, even if it's a shoelace. I said when you're ready.
Ang fuhuni.
Oh, that's also fine. I just loved the lady, man. I'm just, you know, shout out. Actually, you know what? It's fine. I wear the energy she shared with me every single day.
But you see, like, that's the other thing.
But
as
I get
well, is
that, though.
Like, my dad said that I could bring them, but I still haven't brought them. Like, they're just packed away in it. Because I don't know why. I don't know. It's almost like I want to, because I'm like, you kept them for me, or you said that I can have them. So, like, I don't want to disrespect that either. You know, I feel like if I were to do that, it would just, so yeah.
You're contradicting yourself.
Yeah, I'm still like in a
space. Yeah, I'm being a weirdo a space as well. Where, I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
It's only now that I'm reflecting on what
not.
I just said. I am being a weirdo.
You're not.
I'm
oh
being
God.
A weirdo.
Oh my gosh.
That's a bit odd.
Now I'm being, okay, now I'm being a weirdo for real. Okay, my bad, my bad, my bad.
Wow.
All right, cool. Oh my, like,
she does that all the freaking time. Oh man. Oh my God.
I forget I have to go home with her. Anyways.
And this is not being a weirdo. I can't even do it properly. Stop it. Sorry. Just stop. Stop it.
I'm not even going to try.
I think we're going to play the game. We're going to play a game in about a sec.
Okay.
I think the last thing I wanted to talk about is just like mental health. Mm. in this industry and around also again, like the world you live in, you know, when you hear about a super rich kid or a super rich person having mental health issues, it's not something that's it's a mental health issue. Mm-hmm. It can affect anyone, right? For you, whether it be your upbringing, whether it be something that happens on social media, because you mentioned to me earlier off camera that you've deleted social media, which I thought was wild. So we can maybe get into that.
Didn't you do the same not too long ago?
I didn't delete it. I just don't even go on. I literally don't even think about it. That's like the scary part. I didn't have to do like an active, I'm deleting social media, I'm cutting people. No. I literally just forgot all about it.
Yeah.
So your mental health, like what do you think has affected it of late, and how have, for me, what's more important is how you have worked things out. Like I know you guys both share a thing where you know, there are times where parents didn't get along, single parents, and maybe one either doesn't pick a side or picks a side, and it's an issue. Hearing people say things about your parents online or talk about you based on the fact that they, you know you through your parents, you know, in terms of all of that, what has affected your mental health and what has been the most powerful tool that you have found? And of course, there's God and spirituality and diet and all those things. But, you know, someone might be an atheist out there. I think what I'm trying to get at is like, what tool would you like to share with people who love you, who follow your career out there? What tool would you like to share with a bit of context? Would you like to share with our lovely sailors viewers? On how to tackle, you know, mental health related issues.
Yeah. I mean, I think for me, and I don't say this reductively, even though, I mean, and you pretty much touched on it, but just as Tando says, let me cook, right? Let me unpack
let
it.
Let me cook,
you know,
right?
A little
yeah.
bit, right?
Wanted well done.
is... The God part is so key for me, but not in the reductive, probably even surface level, superficial sense, and also not in like the performative. Let's like just glaze over real issues, whatever sense. Like in the sense where this is somebody who I genuinely like speak to, because they're real. I have conversations with God as if I'm having conversations with somebody here, but even deeper than that, like somebody who's literally in my brain. So it's almost like then also having a conversation with myself. Sometimes I even have a conversation with God and I say, okay, I want to talk to myself now because I feel like you're like, and I literally, like, that's how I speak with my God. And I think for me, like, that's so important, because then I guess if you want to call it a tool, it's like how I unpack. I think unpacking is just so key to your mental health, for you to have, to not think of it as crazy, and like to allow yourself a space where you can talk to yourself and through your thoughts and your feelings and your experiences, as if there's nobody else to like talk to about them, so that you can also just reason as best as possible, you know? And then perhaps from that, you can then go talk to a therapist, a pastor, a sensei, or whatever. But I think that like literal speaking to yourself or speaking to God is so key for me.
Speaking like to your higher self or the higher power within you, yeah.
Yeah, I really think it's important, because it's almost like giving people, now they call it like your inner child, but like I think it's literally like giving your inner child a voice. That child who you suppress when
you're
really performing.
You're speaking to me right now, by the way.
I think that like, the child that you suppress when you're performing, the child that you suppress, even when you think you're not suppressing them. Like I'm talking to you guys right now, but there's like things that I'm like, when I get out of here, I'm going to be like, oh, did I? And I'm going to talk through that. And so that I don't like, yeah, again, like just suppress it and ignore it or think of it as insignificant, whatever. That's a person, and that's the real you, really. And so, yeah, for me, it's just I practically wake up in the mornings, because generally everybody decides to like steal my day or try to steal my day by like 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. So I prefer waking up really, really early in the morning before I can even get a call. So by like 4 o'clock, I go up to the balcony, I watch the sunset, and I'm literally just with myself. Sunrise.
I was just like, damn, which God are you which God are you serving, because he's serving you a sunset at 4 o'clock
well,
in the morning,
you know, full of surprises. he likes to switch it up. But yeah, you know, I go up and I watch the sunrise, and during that time I will even talk to God and be like, okay, I just need 5 minutes to my, and then we can like talk, and I'm just like, I'm just quiet, and in that silence it's almost like I'm just running through whatever thought comes to mind or whatever. Meditation, you know, all of that stuff helps. But just allowing myself to be, not even trying to like overthink, okay, let me meditate, let me say things 10 times, I'm just like being. And then I'll sit on the couch and be like, okay, hi Pops.
Love that.
Let's talk about this, or, you know, whatever.
Love that.
Should I see a therapist? Do I want to talk to her today? Should I talk to her today? I don't like what she said last week. You know, my mom really pissed me off. You know about that, you know, things like that. And then,
you know, there's a point where I wasn't sure if you're talking to me or you're still telling me about how you talk to God. There was like, should I see a therapist? I was like, I don't know, girl.
All right, no. Cool,
man. Thank you for sharing that. I think maybe to try and simplify, it's like a connection with a higher power that can guide you and lead you in a powerful way.
Yeah.
So that's pretty, I think, I mean, you know, go on.
Yeah.
Go off with God.
But don't forget yourself in that higher power. That's what a lot of people do, even Christians. Like, and that's why I said, like, you are still a person. You're still an entity. Sometimes people, like, think of God or whoever their higher power is as just, like, this very separate person who they still feel like they had to perform for. That was at least my struggle in my Christian journey and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I say have a relationship or talk to the higher power, it's like you still, like, talk to the higher power as yourself. Not as this performative idea, because then
keep it real with God. Keep it real when you talk to God. Keep
like,
it
come on.
Real. He
God
can.
Knows
he already knows what's up. Like, why are y'all pretending for Jesus? Stop. Jesus knows what's up.
Literally.
All right. Cool. Okay. So you know, we want to make sure you make your meeting with Jesus.
Please.
Or your meeting about Jesus.
Shouts at me.
So Tando, let's get. Okay. I'm gonna. See, we're back.
We're back.
That's what we say. Less. He's just us. All right, that was weird. But let's keep it moving. We're gonna do.
Are we going with James's new name? I wonder. Remember, he was like, "Say it or slay it." That should be the new name of the segment.
We need to go cook that before you be telling people.
My bad, Amos. Please cut that out.
No, don't cut it out. But they must know there's something new coming. Yeah.
Amen.
What's the name of the game? Tando, get into it.
It's Trend Translator. That is what we are doing today.
But didn't it have a different name last week?
No, it's always been Trend Translator.
Trend Translator? You said Trend Translator. Like, that's what
I
heard.
I'm sorry about my accent. It's
Trend Translator. I was like, oh, not Trend Translator. My bad. I'm just kidding. Hi.
I love your accent.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I see you.
Thank you.
Trend Translator. Tando, right. We need to move.
Anyways.
Okay, so this game, I'll explain it why she's writing. This game is basically Gen Z slang, mm-hmm. and we have to guess if it's true or not. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have to guess it, and she just tells us. Yeah, so if it's like, oh, that's cap.
Oh, that's a lie.
Exactly. Then we, So we need to say less.
Gosh.
So that's how it's going to say or slay. So you know what I mean? Maybe say or slay can be like you say, either say it and you get it right.
So they know.
Yeah, mommy was surreal. Making fun of me, so this is what she gets today.
I don't care.
And I get love.
I'm still your mother. I
like cute handwriting too. I think I made you.
Shout out.
I think the slay part must be the person has to eat something or do something crazy if they get it wrong. Yeah, yeah. Okay, you lucky.
We don't have time.
You're lucky. We're figuring it out now. So okay, next mom, guest, good luck. I'm ready, babes. I'm not even afraid to fail. The fear of failure does not even stress me.
Oh, I say this to you all the time.
Exactly. So cool.
My bad. I'm sorry. Don't be mean. Tweaking.
Stressing and doing too much or like panicking or, you know, like losing it.
Can I say it's wrong just because she made me mad?
Next word. Go. Bahumi, your turn.
Bahumi, hers.
What? That's not fair. How come you're gonna give her? That's like.
You know what the husband? You know
husband.
No.
Isn't it the opposite?
Yes. You don't get the point, though. It's not your point.
It's fine. I don't care.
Why is it opposite?
It's the husband.
What school? This is not like you should have been a South African school.
Like, they would how not did have that even originate? How did that even originate?
I didn't even do it this week.
We unhinged, but we wholesome out here.
Oh my gosh.
So it's bad girls. Let's just call it that.
No, they're baddies. Not baddies like the way you think of it. Baddies. It's just baddies. Sorry.
Cool.
So you didn't get that. No. Sorry about me.
You jinxed it by giving me a heart. And...
Yeah, she never wins anyway, so it's fine.
Because I'm born a winner. I don't have to win.
I don't know about all that.
I'm born a winner. Are you born a winner?
So, mom, when you're selling?
You're trying to push an agenda, like trying to get people to get involved? I don't know.
No.
What's selling?
So.
Wow, you wrote that cross with a big prize. Yeah. with great excitement.
So, selling is
Her cross is so small. And mine is so big. Anyway, selling is what?
Selling is like losing or like you're just like, oh, you're selling. Like
what just happened to me?
Yeah, like you're selling.
I just sold.
No. You sold, you're selling. It's more of like you're messing it up, kind of.
You're selling.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
You're selling.
Yeah, you're selling.
You're selling me cooking dinner for you tonight.
No.
I'm not. Kennedy's bang me dinner.
Do you use that word?
Yeah, you're selling, bro. Yeah, you're selling.
I'm trying to like see the connection. See, when we made up words, it made sense.
No. Okay, right. So if we got in trouble,
mm-hmm.
and I'm lying to my mom for us, right? Mm-hmm. And then you start, and then you mess up.
Oh, you're salad.
Yes, okay.
It's a sample. They sampled our slang. And okay.
They always do. They think that they invent everything, which is comedic.
I've never said any, like, I don't know. Okay,
next word.
I've stopped fighting.
a sellout or sell.
Aura farming.
I know this one.
No, give it to her. Let's swap and then I'll take the next two. No? Aura farming.
Yeah. No, you're going to both get points deducted.
What do you mean? Like, I'm just sitting here watching, like, egging her on.
Can you please keep her monitor on while I do this? Thanks. Yeah.
Okay.
Makeup free face.
Aura farming.
Mm. She's doing it right now on the camera, technically. Technically, she's doing it right now on the camera. Like, when she was looking at it.
Oh.
Mom, posing? Aura farm, chief.
You know, feeling herself?
Just performing for people's attention. Doing too much.
Oh, aura, like your aura.
I swear, like, I was thinking like aura. No, but you, huh?
I swear, I was like, I thought it was like something that's like oral, like aura. Something.
Yeah,
it's like
aura farming.
It's
aura farming.
Aura. It's aura.
Did you say, did you think I said oral farming?
Pretty much, without the L. It's fine.
Cross.
It's
big cross.
She got a big cross, thanks.
Ah, okay, yeah.
I don't know, you meant aura.
Aura. I said aura farming.
Yeah.
You suffered. Next word. Oh, we can I quickly ask you the word? What word did you say? Swak. What's swak?
Suck.
This is millennial slang.
Suck.
Something if
I don't know they suck.
Yeah,
she's swag.
She's right.
She wouldn't give us the point. She'd want you to use it in a sentence and word. Wow. And
well,
she would
I got it.
She'd put you through a whole lot
she
of
said
rings.
I got it.
We're not even clocking that for you because you scammed.
She said I got it.
We basically gave
she
it
said
to
I
you.
Got it,
you
thanks.
Just give yourself a...
Yeah,
it's
she
wild.
Said I got
you
it.
Participate.
Anyway,
mm-hmm.
An NPC.
My word.
Huh? It's, oh, it's hers.
Oh, sorry. No, not you.
Why?
No, I'm not giving that one to you.
Why?
Because it's not your word.
She just had aura farming. What's my word? It's my turn.
My bad, I was looking at her side.
Lady.
Mid.
You've asked me this one before on camera. If something is like medium,
just
boring.
Just keep asking
like,
her like the nice ones.
It's Senna who made it, who made, who did it this
mid,
way.
Mid, just like for example.
You thought too highly of me, Senna. That's your problem.
This
you
whole,
look at me and you're like.
You giving me that word is so mid, like for the show, for me.
But you haven't given me a description.
I just said it's like something that's mid. It's not like, it's not dope. It's not, it's just like, this is so mid. Like, oh, this meal is so mid. Like,
okay.
Sure.
Give my tick.
I gave you a point, Mus.
Oh, okay, okay.
Oh, wait, no, it's this one.
It's not the
I win. Please put it
I
on
know
Monica.
They mean
thanks.
Different things.
It's this one.
The
Monica is it the clocking one?
Yes!
You just sounded so old for screaming.
Is it the clocking one?
Is
it the clocking? Oh, man. I believe I asked, is it the clocking one?
Yeah, we're going to use that in the promo.
Is it the clocking one?
Yeah, is it the clocking one? TikTok.
Anyways, yeah, that was it. For the first time in a long time, my mom has won. Yee! I think it's the first time she's won.
By like... One point.
She always tries. Really, you only got 1 point.
Okay, so, you only got 2 points.
But like, you're making it. So, anyway, she always makes sure I lose. She gets.
That's not true.
Yeah, you always want me to lose. Anyway, but homie, since you have an appointment with Jesus, I want to like make sure you respect that. Thank you so much.
Not that I have a problem with.
Did we actually like, cover the topics? I think at some point even totally forgot why whatever I announced in the beginning. Guys, judge me in the comments if you need to judge me if I didn't really get into it. But I just want to say thank you for coming through and being vulnerable and open and honest with us. We really, really appreciate your time, your vibes. We cannot wait to watch the movie on the 26th. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
I hope you do more and more things that are going to just create and even... Because what is... Yay.
Wild.
Yay. She won. Woo!
Why?
I hope you do even...
My bad.
No, it's okay, twin.
Are you ravishing in your win?
No, I'm trying to let her go.
My bad, yeah.
But I did enjoy the win. I can't gloat in my glory because there's no time like you. But I hope... For me, I always think like when I meet young presenters or young actors and they're like, oh, you know, I'm always like, if you don't do better than me, then I did nothing. You understand what I'm saying?
Dude.
So yeah. I always hope that people who come after me, whether it's 2 years after me or 20 years after me, if you don't do better, then what exactly did I even do? Was the step I put on the ladder or the stairs not strong enough to carry you to the next level?
Sure.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So in terms of your grandparents, your father, your mother, I hope and we both know that the steps that they have left behind are definitely strong enough for you to take it to the next level. So believe that they are there to carry you, whether in death or still here on this planet, or whether in their passing or in the next life. So we wish you the best. We are so grateful to have you. Thank you so much. And yo, man, anything you want to say to your peeps out there who always show you love?
Lies. Nah, man. Nah.
They know.
Yeah, they know. Catch
they
me.
They are aware
catch
of you.
Catch me outside.
You're a bad baby.
And last. I really have nothing to say, but thank you, you too. It's a really dope platform.
Thank you.
It really
is. We weren't looking for compliments.
No, I know. I know. But it
I mean, you're welcome.
Wow.
Yeah, it's all Tando.
Tando's aura farming.
It's obviously all.
Yeah, she just.
But, so this is my outro. Thanks. Love y'all. Y'all know where to find
you're
me. No, I'm not. I'm really bringing up the market, I like to say.
Okay, love you guys. I'm going to close the show off because I actually have to go and they're fighting. Catch me on the socials. I love you guys. Goodbye.
Please like, subscribe, comment, and interact on all of our social medias. Thanks. Bye. I might have to let it drop.